Joe and I will be up at Williamsport that day with a 105 game. And, of course, we'll be back in time for 4th Fest. And it should be a lot of fun. It's going to be a four-day 4th of July weekend. That is just tremendous. Spike's getting ready to take the field. They're wearing their red jerseys tonight. Gold trim. Say State College across the front, white pants, and the blue stripe down the side with the blue caps. Mahoning Valley wearing the grays tonight with maroon and black trim. And they have the gray hats with the gray bills. And the Spikes getting ready to take the field here at the ballpark. No Little Leaguers accompanying them tonight. They just run out to their positions respectively. And Joe Putnam is the public address announcer on this Saturday night.
He got free, the king back now. Rawls don't even know how to act now. Hit the club, strippers getting naked before I sat down. Still balling, money stacked tall in the shack now. Still
push a fans of this time, we ask that you please rise if you are able, and we kindly request that you please remove your hats. Please join me in welcoming Jim Curran, here to honor our great nation with the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
The opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Get ready for a Saturday night adventure with the State College Spikes. Game time is 6:35 against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers on Adventure Night, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. Fans who completed the adventure hunt can get a Spikes HVAB fedora while supplies last and get the chance to win a $1,000 grand prize treasure chest. And the night is capped off by fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Miller Field, Librado Park on this Saturday night. Beautiful evening for baseball. Connery Peters going through his final warm-ups. Defensively, they'll have Tyler Wilson at first, Cade Climby at second, Addison Smith at short. With Cam Buford at third, and left it'll be Bryce Matthews in center, Kyle Huxdorf, and Chase Call in right with Grant Lasher behind the plates. Umpires tonight, Cody Kogan works the plate tonight. Brad Reedy will be down at first, and Matt Martin at third. Peters throws the four-seam fastball, curveball, slider. He'll throw a change, and he does have a cutter as part of his five-pitch arsenal. A lot of those hats tonight, the adventure hats, being worn all over the ballpark. Notice David didn't get any. Hey, Joe, what, Joe took yours again? Yeah, not surprised. Here we go, 6:35. Opening pitch brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is A-C-O. Prince Dabrowski will lead it off. And first pitch of the ball game is a strike. It is 0-1. Dabrowski hitting 140 with no home runs and two knocked in. Batting from the left side. And Peters delivers. Low and inside for ball, 1-1 the count. 76 degrees at game time with partly cloudy skies. Some patches of blue up there as well. Peters works from the set and delivers. Swing and a miss. 91 with that fastball from Connery Peters. One ball and two strikes. On this 76-degree evening, the wind is blowing to right, but it's a light breeze, about 5 miles per hour. Peters to the plate. That's fouled over the screen. And right near the printers.com cheese shop box. Red Russell and his family are in there tonight. Ed, Mickey Russell, Callahan's, Ryan Russell, Sammy. 1-2 the count. Outside for a ball, 2-2 the count. Dabrowski last night was the designated runner in the 10th inning, and he never got past first base. I thought they'd run him. He's 5 of 6 in stolen bases. They never ran him, although Ty Buckner did a great job of throwing over and keeping him close. 2-2 from Peters coming up. On its way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him. Good opening sequence for Connery Peters. Strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. They offer clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountainindy.org. The former State College Spike, Jordan Williams, played here last year, hitting .333 with Mahoning Valley in 5 games. No home runs, one knocked in. With a double, he is the McDonald's strikeout guy tonight and takes a strike, gets 0-1. Williams out of Florida State. He is up in the box. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on that one. That was the cutter that time. It is 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Peter stares in with an 0-2 count, trying to make the crowd happy early. The pitch outside just missed, 1-2 the count. Williams, like it's been his pattern when he was here before, is one of those guys, you know, somebody stands way back in the box. He's way up in the box with that front foot very close to the front line. 1-2. Rolled foul. First base side. One and two on Williams. Jordan waits in the left-handed box. Peters goes set. He already has one strikeout. Now he's got two. So with your tickets over the next 3 days with a purchase, you will get a Big Mac for free. So a note to the Russells, the Caravans, and everybody and all the kids, all your tickets, save them. Free Big Macs with a purchase. Two gone. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Earning 5 stars from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service. That's foul. First base side, not a play. In 21, 22, and 23, we're ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek. So Connery Peters with 19 strikeouts in the season. League leader, by the way, is Jacob Odell of State College with 23 at 5 last night. 0-1. That's in there for a strike to Trenton Harris, who did not play in last night's game. Harris is hitting 250 with no home runs, nothing knocked in, with a double. This is his fifth game with Mahoning Valley, and the pitch. That's fouled, third base side, as Brandon Hilton, all 6'8 of them, picks it up, and he'll throw it. I think he's going to toss it over the Spikes dugout when he gets a chance. Yep. Still 0-2. Peters, 14 pitches so far, 11 have been strikes. And the pitch. That's fouled again toward the on-deck circle third base side. Still 0-2. And speaking of Jacob Odell, he's the one that's picking up the baseballs. Spikes right now 2-2 on this homestand, both the wins in overtime. 0-2 the count, and the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three, got him, strikes out the side to open the game. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. They're committed to the well-being of our community with 9 primary locations throughout the region. We are the leading provider of primary care. Visit MountainIndy.org to find a provider today. So, at the end of a half inning, Mahoning Valley nothing. State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
In partnering with the Central PA 4th Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA 4th Fest at Mettler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpa4thfest.org.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout Central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the first inning, and Tyler Wilson's Grand Canyon teammate, Connor Markle, on the mound. 6'1", 205 pounds. He's 20 years of age. Won't turn 21 till July 15th next month. Out of Scottsdale, Arizona, making his second appearance with Mahoning Valley. Went four innings his initial outing. Gave up 2 hits, no runs, struck out 6, walked 2. Kyle Huxdorf leads it off. 2 for 5 last night with a triple and a run scored. And the lefty stares in and delivers. On the ground, up the middle, diving to his left, knocks it down. They will never get Huxdorf, though, as he beats it out. It's another infield hit for Huxdorf, but a great effort by Harris at short that time, going to his left just to keep it in the infield. Now it's going to be interesting. This is a left-handed pitcher. Huxdorf leads the league in stolen bases with 12. In fact, he is 12 for 12 in stolen bases. Addison Smith at the plate. Smith 1 for 4 last night with a walk and a stolen base. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Smith hitting 255. No home runs. He's knocked in 3. Huxdorf, good lead at first. Waits. And to the plate. Swung on and missed. Bottom fell out of that one. Good curveball. It's 1-1. At times last night, with the low cloud cover and the fog, we couldn't see Mount Nittany at all. Today, majestic, all 2,077 feet of it right behind center field. Swung on and missed by Smith. It is 1-2 on a high fastball at 88. Huxdorf out to the walking lead at first. Markle, the left-hander, works from the third base side, throws over to first, but he threw it toward the dugout side of first, and Huxdorf easily got back. 1-2 the count. Outfield straight away, shallow and left with Williams, fouled straight back by Smith. Picked up by Chase Call in the on-deck circle. Still one ball and two strikes. Huxdorf trying to get a feel for this guy and his moves to the plate. 1-2. Down low, 2-2. Jesus Asuaje, he is coaching down at first. The manager, Dave Tremblay, at third. Set by Markle to the plate. That's loop foul over the screen. First base side just beyond the Spikes dugout and out of play. It's 2-2. Clear, well, you see right down the mountain range toward Pleasant Gap and Bellefonte tonight. Tussey Mountain right over the right field grandstand. Great to have clear skies. Set by Markle. And there goes Huxdorf. That's outside for a strike. Throw to second into center field. Huxdorf's on his way to third. He'll get there. Smith strikes out, but Huxdorf's at third with one out. 13 for 13 in stolen bases. Gets the third on the error by the catcher. Service. And now let's see if Chase Call can get him in. Call went 0 for 2 last night with a pair of walks, hitting 133. He's knocked in 3, but a propensity to get on base. He's walked 8 times, and he's been with the team 2 weeks. It's down low for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Pepsi Picnic Pavilion about a third full tonight. Here's the 1-0. That's foul to our right, Geisinger Champions Club and down below. Boxed around there and finally picked up. That pitch is a strike right down the heart. Right down the heart. Good curveball that time. 1-2 the count. Huxdorf on third. One out. Huxdorf has scored 10 runs this season. Low and outside. 2-2 the count. And keep in mind, he has scored 10 runs. He's done it in 2 weeks. He's just on the edge of being in the top 10 in the league. He already leads the league in steals with 13. 2-2. Lifts it in the air. Shallow right. Being gauged by Bedford. Right fielder comes on. They almost collide. Thompson. Thompson finally makes the catch. It was shallow enough where Huxdorf could not advance. And here's Kate Climie. 10th in the league in hitting at 309. No home runs and 4 knocked in. 1-for-2 last night with a double. That double was his 4th as a Spike. Isaiah Thompson that time in Bedford. That was mixed communication there. Low and outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Scoreless bottom of the first inning. Great to have you with us here at Medler Field, Lebrano Park. They play Climie deep in the outfield and straight away. The pitch outside, that missed. It's 2-0. Climie got off to a slow start, but the last 2 weeks he has kicked it into another gear. 2-0. That's a strike. Good breaking ball in the inner half of the plate. 2-1 the count. Two and one the count. Low and outside, 3-1 the count. Cam Buford on deck hoping for a shot. Tomorrow we're here at 4:05. Then they go on the road Tuesday through Sunday. Down low, ball 4. They walk Climie. First and third with 2 outs. Here's Cam Buford, 7th in the league and runs knocked in with 11. Buford hitting 289, two home runs, 11 knocked in with a double and a triple. 1-for-4 last night with a double. Meanwhile, Markle's Grand Canyon teammate, Tyler Wilson's on deck. A lot of pressure on service behind the plate as Huxdorf is aggressive at third. The pitch down low. Good job by service to go out and get that one inside. 1-0 the count. First and third with two outs. And the pitch. It's fouled to our right. Now Ian's here. I'm not going to say Ian would have ducked. Previous broadcasters would have been on the floor over there. 1-1 the count. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A little late on that one. Misjudged that curveball. It's 1-2. One ball and two strikes the count. Set by Markle. The pitch. Low and outside service. Great job to go out and block it. Again, even if it bobbles and goes maybe 5 to 10 feet away, Huxdorf will try and he'll score. Markle leans in. Huxdorf walking lead at third, climbing at first. 2-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him and gets out of the inning with his second strike out of the inning. No runs, a hit, and two stranded. The end of one. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Work our way now to the top of the second inning. Scoreless. Middle third of the order. Brandon Hilton followed by Nick Schwartz and Jared Bellman against Connery Peters. Craig Antush coaching down at third. And Bryant Nelson, the hitting coach, coaching down at first. Pitch. And Hilton. Takes a strike, get his own one. Hilton in last night's game went 0-for-5. We talked about the fact he's 6-8. In the category, yikes. 2-0-8, no home runs, four knocked in, a couple of doubles. The pitch outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. Hilton out of Stetson. Makes his home in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. I think Joe Putnam has a summer home there, doesn't he? It's on the ground to second. Picked up there. Fires over to first in time. Kate Climie throws him out. One up and one down in the second. Nick Schwartz did not play in last night's game. Schwartz hitting 167. No home runs. A run knocked in. His fifth game with Mahoning Valley. Bats from the right side. Schwartz waits, and first pitch swinging goes to right. Drifting toward the line and putting it away is Chase Called, two gone. Didn't get a chance to tell you he was out of Southern New Hampshire University in Massapequa, New York. But that's all right. We'll do it next time. And that'll bring Jared Bellman to the plate. Played left field last night. Third base tonight. Went 0 for 4 last night with a walk. Bellman bats from the left side. Bellman off to a 1 for 15 start with Mahoning Valley, and that's a strike. It is 0-1. Bellman out of Campbell and Melbourne, Australia. He just turned 23 on Thursday. Outside for a ball, one ball and one strike the count. Connery Peters has faced five. He's retired all five. That last fastball at 94. And the 1-1. Just missed the outer edge that time with the cutter. It's 2-1. 2 balls and a strike. And the pitch. And missed 3-1. That's the first 3-ball count he's had in this game. 91 with the fastball there. 3 balls and a strike. The pitch. That's foul, third base side. Geisinger Champions Club bounces down below in back of the Mahoning Valley dugout. Full 3-2. Tomorrow at 4:05, then an off day, then a 6-game road trip. West Virginia and Mahoning Valley. 2-3-2. Down low. Wow, ball for the spike started running off the field. It's Mahoning Valley's first base runner. And all the spikes had to go back to their positions. They thought for sure the inning was gone. That'll bring to the plate Oliver Service, did not play in last night's game.
Batting seven, wearing number 16, catcher Oliver Service.
Service out of the University Liggett High School in Michigan, lives in Detroit. Ball thrown over first gets away. Service is 0 for 8. Well, out to that lead at first. Peters goes set and delivers. On the ground to short. Smith ranges to his right. Short way to Climby, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, and one left at the end of an inning and a half. We're scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Bottom half of the second inning. Still waiting for Oliver Service, the catcher, to come out. And right on cue, he pops out of the dugout. Scoreless here in the bottom of the second inning. Tyler Wilson, Matthew Bartowell, and Bryce Matthews, 6-7 and 8 in the Spikes batting order in the bottom of the second inning. So right out of the gate, the two college teammates will face each other right here. Tyler Wilson against Connor Markle. Grand Canyon versus Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon actually played basketball in the Jordan Center a few years ago. Dan Marley was their head coach, the old Phoenix Sun. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Wilson's book looks like this. He is hitting 250, no home runs, 8 knocked in, second in the league in doubles with 6. Wave and a miss. 1-1 the count. 0-for-2 last night with a pair of walks. The switch hitter batting from the right side against the lefty Markle. 1-1. That's fouled to the plate, and Tyler's in the hole, 1-2. Bartowell to follow, then Matthews. You would think about the only time these guys would ever see each other would be in an inter-squad scrimmage. 1-2. Down low for a ball, 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, and here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three got him. Third strike out of the game for Connor Markle. It's a lot of what he did the first time out. He only gave up a couple of hits in 4 innings. He struck out 6, walked 2. Matthew Bartowell, DH tonight, went 0-for-3 last night with a pair of walks, hitting 250 with a home run, 8 knocked in with a double and a triple, and the first pitch a strike. It is 0-1. Stares in and delivers. Slow roller in front of the plate, picked up by Service. Throws to first, off the bag is Hilton, and Bartowell beats it out. He tapped it in front of the plate, hesitated for a moment, then did the right thing and took off. Service tried to throw it to the inside. But what he did, it was too far to the inside, and Hilton could not handle it. So Bartowell is aboard. And that will be an E2. Bryce Matthews did not play last night. Swing and a miss for the left-handed hitter out of Washington State and Parker, Colorado. 0-1 the count. Matthews went 0-for-2 on Thursday night. Walked twice, scored a run. He's driven in 5. Middle infield double play depth in the dirt. Good job by Service to go out and get that one. Middle infield at double play depth. Mahoney Valley has turned 14 double plays. The Spikes actually lead the league in hitting into them with 15. Pitch. That's a strike. Matthews not enamored with that call. It's 1-2. Say this, Matthews, though, is a tough guy to double up. Good speed, plus he's hitting on the left side. Gives him that extra step. 1-2. Low and outside, level at 2-2. Bartowell has not stolen a base with the Spikes. At Riverside this year, he was 12 of 15 in stolen bases. Decent lead at first. Down low, full 3-2. Now the question would be, what do you want to do here? Dave is not going to run him. I know it's 3-2, one out. Some guys you might run. He's not going to run him. Pitch. That's on the ground to the left side. Charged by Belbin. Throws off balance. Matthews beats it out. That's an infield hit. As we said, out of the left box, has some speed. Great to see Grant Lasher back in the lineup tonight. Took that foul tip the other night, was a little unsteady, but then once they got him to the dugout, he actually settled down right away. Held him out yesterday for cautionary reasons. Hitting 333, he's driven in 2. First and second, one out. Checked it, did not go. 1-0 the count. Lasher out of Eastern Illinois, lives in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Drove in 34 this year, inning 309 with Eastern Illinois. And the pitch, low and inside. Eastern Illinois, Tony Romo. Eastern Illinois, Jimmy Garoppolo. Neither are baseball players. Pitch. It's in there for a strike, 2-1. Thus, Lasher, we think, is the best baseball player they've ever turned out. That's us. Sure, it sounds prejudicial. But I'm sticking by that, and I think his family supports me on that. Swing and a miss. It's 2-2. Good breaking ball that time from Markle. First and second with one out. Ran at 11 doubles this year at Eastern. 405 on base percentage. He did hit three home runs in 2022. The pitch. It's rolled on the ground. Foul between third base and coach and manager Dave Tremblay. Still 2-2. Williams plays him shallow and left. Dabowski is deep in center. Thompson is deep in right. Middle infield at double play depth. There's a hole on the left side for Lasher to get through. Marco leans in. First and second, one out in a scoreless game, bottom of the second. And the 2-2. Blocked by service. It was in the dirt, full 3-2. Again, same story. He is not going to run these guys on 3-2. Not 3-2, one out. They're not going to do it here. Markle backed off for a moment, now recalibrates. Lasher waits. 3-2. On the ground, foul, past the bag at third. We'll do it again. Yeah, Lasher on Wednesday night went 0-for-2 with a sacrifice fly to knock in a run. Waits in the right-handed box. Slow roller, front of the plate. Picked up by Markle, throws to first in time. Runners move up to second and third, two outs. So now it's up to Kyle Uchsdorf. Singled, stole second, went to third on a throwing error by service. But was stranded at third in the first inning. Uchsdorf has driven in two for the Spikes. Here's a guy who was hitting 100 when the homestand began. He's up to 250 now. Checks the swing, and it's a strike. Good curveball, outer edge. He's raised his average 150 points in the homestand. He has six hits in the last three games. That's fouled. It's 0-2. Oh and two on Uchsdorf. Second and third, two outs. They want to go outside. They do. Missed. 1-2 the count. Uchsdorf in that right-handed box. Tripled last night. 1-2. In the air, foul. First base side. Hilton gives it a long run, but it's not going to get there. It's three rows back beyond the tarp. 1-2 the count. Matthews on second. Bartowell on third. Two outs. 1-2 on Uchsdorf. Markle's pitch. Swung on and missed. Ball got away, and the inning is over. So that's the second straight inning. He's had some trouble, and each time he got out of trouble by ending it with a strikeout, and that is his fourth strikeout of the ballgame. No runs, a hit, an error, and two left at the end of two full. Still scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again, then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Isaiah Thompson leads it off at two hits last night, rolls it on the ground, one hopper to third, Buford double clutches, throws in time. Good job by Wilson to reel it in at first on the high throw. One pitch, one out. And that'll bring to the plate J.R. Bedford, did not play in last night's game. Bedford out of St. Mary's High School in California, playing in his 12th game. He has a couple of runs knocked in, an 0.57 average, and first pitch is a strike. It's 0-1. Peters has struck out three, walked one. One out, top of the third. The pitch, swing, and a miss. Quickly 0-2. Had a little bit of a breeze to start the game. Flag barely moving in left center right now. Peters, 0-2. And he bounced that one in. 325 left field line, 378 left center, 410 the nook, 399 dead center, 375 right center, 320 down the line and right to the line, Country Kia corner. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three, got him his fourth strikeout. Made quick work of Bedford there. Strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. They're going to be a part of an all-star team. Mountain Indy Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainindy.org/careers. Back to the top of the order, Prince Dubosky struck out swinging to start the game. Two gone, bases clean, top of the third, scoreless game. The pitch. Lifted in the air, foul, slicing toward the Mahoning Valley bullpen and out of play. It's 0-1. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, about a third full tonight. Goes to 8 feet high at the scoreboard and left all the way around to the monster and right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Was ahead of that curveball that time. It's 0-1. And of course, 18.55 feet high because Penn State was founded in 1855. 0-2. Peters high set at the letters and drives to the plate. Swung on and missed. Strike three, got him. That is the second time he has struck out Dubosky. It is his fifth strikeout overall. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Their team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountainindy.org for more information. 2.5 gone. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at aclfloors.com. Go Spikes!
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We go to the bottom half of the third in a scoreless game. Addison Smith, Chase Call, and Cade Climie for the Spikes in the bottom of the third against Connor Markle, who delivers. That's in there for a strike. It is 0-1. Smith struck out swinging in the first. Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. It is a tradition unlike any other. Here's the pitch. Low and away. Fourth fest. Yeah. Let's get everybody on here. Make sure we got everybody going here. Go ahead. I think it should be. I'm trying to figure out which one you're on. Go ahead.
I'm in.
You're in?
Am I there?
I don't know. I got them all up. We'll figure it out at some point.
I appear to be in. Yes,
you're in.
I'm in.
Great. Hey, there you go. Not surprised.
It looks like we're trying to figure this out, right?
With you, yes. Seriously, with you, with yours, I have to. Here's the pitch. And it's down low. So, look, one thing that's great from this vantage point is we get to start to see the setup from up here.
Yes, you do. No kidding, right.
You know, which is phenomenal.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, isn't that great? All right. On the ground, inside the bag at third. It's going to be extra bases. All the way to the 325 mark. Smith kicks it into gear, pulls in with a stand-up double. And for Addison Smith, that will be his second double of the season. So the Spikes for the third straight inning have something cooking here after that double went down the left field line. So tell us about how things are going and progressing to this point.
Man, that thing went right down the line.
Yes, it did.
No. Anyway, as a bringing entertainment in for me, my part as a volunteer is to bring some entertainment in. It's family oriented, so it's cool. So we have a lot of good stuff coming in. We have. You're not calling a game anymore?
No, no, go ahead. You're talking. I'm not going to interrupt you.
Should I call the game?
No. If you want, go ahead.
No,
I get paid no matter what you do.
No, I can't do that.
It doesn't matter to me.
We have Adam and the Armadillos coming in.
The ball gets away. Smith around third to the plate. Spikes take the lead. On a wild pitch, Smith comes all the way around from second to score, and the Spikes lead it 1-0.
I could have done that, Steve.
Yeah, but I did because I'm the broadcast professional.
I know. I'm sorry. Anyway, we're bringing Adam and Armadillos in as a country band, which is going to be a lot of fun, outside the museum at Beaver Stadium. And then we have Addy Martinez bringing some Latin music in.
Ooh, nice.
Which is going to be really cool. Nine-piece band.
Now we'll try it.
So here we go.
See, you sound good, man.
So here we go. We're coming up with
the next. I told you we'd get him in there.
Yeah, we got.
So take a break.
And that's inside for a ball. So quickly, runs the count to 3-0 on Chase Call, who flew to right his initial time up. And the pitch. Walked him on four pitches, and for Call, who's only been with the team 10 days, that's his ninth walk. Climbing to the plate, he walked his initial time up. So here's another part that I liked is that Everyone remembers pre-pandemic.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Yeah. Now everything's been coming back, including the race in the morning.
Yes, absolutely. We do have the 4K race coming back on July 4th in the morning. It is, you know, everybody remembers that, right? Especially the large boom that happens when the race kicks off.
Yeah.
Because we have that.
Yeah, I know, because I work late at night on Saturday.
So we do have.
Well, if you can't have fun doing this, you can't do it.
Right. So we have that, and then we have the parade.
Yeah.
Afterwards, downtown.
See, I love the fact that all of this is back because it's an event.
It is. All-day event.
All-day event. And now, you know, I know we had it centralized here a couple of years ago, but now it's going to be everybody here. Here's the pitch. Now he throws over to first instead. See Hilton over there at first? Same height as Aaron Judge. Different bat. All right. Here's the set. And Markle delivers. Wave and a miss by Climby. It's 0-1.
Is this like juggling balls for you?
Believe me, I've done this 1,000 years.
He's doing pretty good.
I know you have. We've known each other for
a while. Yes, we have. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball. That was a curveball. It's 0-2. The fact that it's all here, and look, the donation part of it's really important because this doesn't happen because you guys are really cool people. I mean, it's going to happen with money.
We are kind of cool.
Well, first of all, to mix in some Spanish lingo, you're mucho cool, right? But it still doesn't happen unless you have a little cash behind it.
No, you're right. The community does.
Fouled out of play.
There
keep
you go.
Going.
The community does support the show we do shoot, and we really appreciate everyone that gives to the Central PA 4th Fest. We couldn't do it without the community for sure. This year is going to be a little bit different than most, meaning, okay, I'm in suspense right now.
Over the first, he was leaning but gets back in time.
Yeah, this is really cool vantage point. Anyway, this year we're going to be the largest fireworks display in Pennsylvania, beating Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
Wow, that's impressive.
Which means...
I'm not surprised, but that's impressive.
It's going to be really cool. We're going to have five positions in the... Sorry, I'm kind of...
Oh, he's just throwing over to first. I mean,
oh, nothing to worry about.
No problem. This is why you only allow two in the majors. Okay, keep going.
Yes, so we're going to... So if you're in the Spikes Stadium, going to watch the show, you're going to see five positions of shells being shot.
Really?
So it's going to be really a widespread show, if you will. And all the activities that we have, Muggs has been doing a great job on bringing entertainment in. You didn't say who's going to come in, Muggs, to the stadium.
Oh, we got Gabe Stillman opening here in the stadium for people who have VIP tickets. And then after that, we have Yachtly Crew.
2-2, there he goes. Ball's low, throw to second, head first slide. He's out because he stumbled past the bag. He stole it, but he stumbled past, and when he stumbled past it, that's when they tagged him out, one out.
Ah, that's a shame.
Count, by the way, 3-2 on Cade Climby. Cam Buford on deck. What has this ballpark and the Spikes staff meant to the success of what we're seeing? Ball four, by the way. Climby's aboard second time.
Well, I can tell you with working with the Spikes in, now I got to go back in time here. We're in 2023, 2022, 2021.
Yeah.
We couldn't have done what we needed to do. I mean, that was a time of unknown, but working with the Spikes and partnering up with them and Scott Walker being open-minded to our thought and our vision, it really worked out really well. And then 2022 as well really gave us the opportunity to continue that event as well, shooting off the shells. 2020 was a challenge in its own, but we were able to shoot four positions around the community and told everybody to stay home, and we brought it to them.
Yes, and I watched up on the hill in Lamont.
Yeah, so that we're truly excited, and you know, hey, look, we have Muggs doing entertainment size. Not him entertaining, but he does entertainment stuff. Yeah. And then myself leading the organization. But more importantly, we just brought on an individual for the executive director's position.
And she's here.
She is.
She's here. And look.
And let's give her a mic.
Heart, soul, brain. Well, I don't.
You want mine?
No. I'm going to give her my mic, or you're going to give her yours.
Sorry. Anyway, we're talking about the entertainment. We have Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, which is going to be a lot of fun. It's Yacht Rock.
Gets away, and down the second goes climbing on the wild pitch. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Muggs.
No, it's all right. No. I mean, this is important to have the game. But anyway, so this is a Yacht Rock.
Yeah.
So you know what that is. Everybody knows what that is
anymore.
Yacht
Rock.
Yacht Rock. Right. Let's go.
Channel 14.
On Sirius.
Sirius.
Right. Anyway.
And there for a strike 3-2 on Buford.
So,
and she's on.
Celeste is on.
Celeste, congratulations on everything to this point. How nervous do you get before something like this?
Oh, man, don't ask me.
Don't ask Muggs. I take it out on him.
foul back by Buford, who tried to take out your frustration on the ball.
Go ahead, you're good.
If only. No, it's kind of watching it all happen, and now we're in the final week. Basically, of where everything needs to go. So, yeah, my nervous and anxiety levels probably skyrocketed further than they're going to hit a ball today.
You know what? Buford takes a walk, third straight walk surrendered by Markle. And again, the Spikes lead this game 1-0. Smith doubled down the left field line, then scored all the way from second on a wild pitch. Call walked, thrown out at second trying to steal. Climby walked. With the second on a wild pitch, and then Buford walked. These three people didn't think I was paying attention at all.
I'm watching.
And here's Tyler Wilson. The pitch, Grand Canyon teammate to Grand Canyon teammate, and it's a strike, 0-1. You know what? You've got a great crew. Nothing to be nervous about.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, when I walk into a broadcast booth to do football, mm-hmm. and I got Jack Ham sitting there, do you think I have an ounce of nerves?
I would have an ounce of nerves if I got to meet
Jack. I love Jack Ham.
No. You've got these guys and a whole bunch of other people.
And Roger Corey.
Corey. You have nothing to be nervous about.
Right.
Okay? The pitch, down low. My father always told me a long time ago, and I've said this in many speeches, I said, always work with people who make you better.
That's very good. They do that.
So,
right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's why you shouldn't be nervous.
That's a good point.
It's all cool. 1-1 the count on Wilson. The pitch to Ty. Line down the left field line, hooking foul. Well, he hung that curveball that time. Is this your rooting section over there?
It is. We come with a fan club.
Why aren't they in here?
Her daughter's over there.
Come on. Get in here.
Celeste's daughter's over
there. Come on. Come in here.
No, she's going to come
over. What are you going to do? I mean, it's a window.
That's right.
1-2 the count with one out. Middle infield double play depth. Here's the set by Markle. The lefty looks over at first and delivers. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him on a curveball. Two outs. For Markle, that is strikeout number 5, and that will bring to the plate Matthew Bardawell, who reached on a throwing error by the catcher's service in the second inning. Just so you know, Celeste has been carrying me the whole time. I'm just like filling in blanks.
If only that were true, Steve. I appreciate that.
Well, Celeste, it's been pretty easy so far, hasn't it?
Fourth Fest? Yeah, absolutely. Well, no hindrances at all.
But you know what? Everybody, A, loves it. B, they want it. Yep. And C, you guys deliver.
Yes.
Right? Even in the worst of times, you delivered.
Yes.
We did. You're right.
0-1, foul back by Bardawell. Matthews in the hole, 0-2. Bardawell drove in 63 runs at Riverside this year. He's committed to go to Cal State Fullerton. You guys don't wait. You guys don't think I prepare for the games? What?
No, it seems like you do. I would say.
Seems like. I don't even know if I'm right.
I mean, I don't think they're looking it up going, is he right? Yeah. I mean,
exactly.
It sounds really good, though.
That's the whole point. 0-2. Low and outside, 1-2 the count.
So, Celeste, what else do we have going on out there at the outside of the stadium? We have some events, don't we?
Yeah, so we're gonna leave the parade. The parade will come up through, which is always a great time.
Yeah.
And then we'll have hot dogs, and we have the two live bands outside. We have the BMX demonstration that we've had in the past from Dialed Action Sports, so those guys are just ready to go.
Yeah.
We have the State College Derby, so they're going to put on what they call a round robin, which I think is a little different than they've done in the past. We have some great food vendors that'll be up and joining us, so you can hang out, eat outside, enjoy yourself.
She's talking my language here. Yes. Keep going.
We will have our hot dogs back as long as they last.
Yep.
Well, wait. There's one big thing that's coming back, and it's like...
Runners go on 3-2, and it's ball four. He walked in. Now the one big thing, please.
I was telling him, you were watching the game, for God's sake.
Yes,
the game.
I'm sorry.
But that's the dramatic part now.
Yes, Giant has been gracious enough to make that amazing birthday cake for us again.
Ooh.
So we are super excited to see that giant piece of art head on to the stadium.
How about that? For Markle, this is going to be it, because we're talking 82 pitches that he has thrown in 2 2/3. And Dimitri Young comes out and will take him out, and they'll go to the bullpen. So let's give us – actually, you guys picked the perfect half
now
inning
time.
To come in.
That's right.
Hey?
Well, this is our fan club.
Okay, so introduce your fan club.
Well, one of them is Celeste's daughter.
One of my daughters. This is Caroline.
Hi, Caroline. How are you? Great to have you.
She's going to be suckered into working all day on the 4th of July.
Okay. 3rd of July, get some sleep.
Voluntold. Right? And the other one is my boss. That's my wife.
I'd like to point out, no uncertain terms, you married way up.
All right, so she appreciates that.
Alex Shea, who pitched in last night's game briefly, will take over here. Shea last night was able to close out the 6th inning last night, faced one batter, retired him, so he went 1/3 of an inning. He is the left-hander, Alex Shea is, who steps in here, making the appearance. And it'll be appearance number 6 for Shea on the season with Mahoning Valley. 9 innings, 12 hits, 9 runs, 8 of them earned. He has struck out 5. He's walked 5. And the opposing hitters hitting .294 against him as he takes over here out of the University of Cincinnati and Union, Kentucky. 6'5", 205-pound left-hander who is 22 years of age. He turned 22 back in May.
I remember when I turned 22.
Yeah, we did a poll in the stands. Not everybody remembers you turning 22.
No, probably not. Probably not.
There were a few, though, Kurt. You might be able to find them out there.
Maybe.
Several sections. What in the end, we talk about rewarding, but you can't do something like this unless there's a lot of work, but there's reward. What about the fun aspect for you guys putting this together? Is there a fun aspect to it, especially when some stuff falls into place?
There is. There's a lot of fun. Like, watching the commitment of the volunteers that put this together is incredible. Like, in the time that you have and what they offer, like, Muggs offering every skill set that he has, and he shows up for it, you know? And Kurt has been...
That's the way Muggs is, though. So.
I know. And I think when you look at that and you magnify it by the folks that have sat and put together the parade, like Leanne Jeffries and Kurt and all of these folks that have given so much time and talent over and over again, it's incredible to watch. Like, so every frustration, you're dealing with people that have done this and do it time and time again for just the beauty of what you put off at the end of the day.
What's the gratification of when you call for volunteers, you get them?
It's comforting. Like, and it means, you know, I mean, you're on the 4th of July. You're on the reason we all can spout off. You're on the reason we can all be who we want to be, right? That's the day. And when you get people that want to commit that time and be here to make sure that works well and to celebrate it with you, that's a really big deal. So those volunteers are liquid gold when they come in the door.
Gets away. Enough. Dives head first, scores. 2-0 State College. Runners move up to second and third. So they have now scored two runs in this inning, both on wild pitches. And Bryce Matthews has a count of 1-0 to him. Bardowell goes to second. Buford goes to third. All of this with two outs. Shea kicks the slab with his right foot and has a 1-0 count. I don't know what he's looking in for a moment. I guess I think he was trying to get signs straight. Here we go. Set by Shea. 1-0 on Matthews. He's driven in five. It's fouled straight back to the screen. It's 1-1.
Steve, that's a 94-mile-per-hour release right there.
You know, I got three people with me in the booth. Only one knows what's going on. I finally knocked you two out. And I finally got the brains of the operation.
Yeah. You do. You do, definitely. Definitely have the brains.
I mean, he's bringing it. He's got it coming out there.
In there for a strike, it's 1-2. That one was 92. Anything 93 or more, Celeste calls.
I'll do it.
1-2 the count on Matthews out of Washington State and Parker, Colorado. Set by Shea, second and third, two outs. On its way. That is in the left field on a line. That'll be put away by the former Spike Jordan Williams to end the inning. But they get two runs out of it because you guys were here.
Well, apparently.
I'll take
we did
that.
Pretty good.
I know.
Oh, you did really well.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you for everything that all of you do.
Well, thanks for having
me. Because this is a year-round, you know, passion play for you guys, and it's all going to play out on the 4th of July, and that hour or so that everybody gets to sit there and really enjoy it will be because of what you did the other 364 days.
It's going to be very exciting. The soundtrack is really awesome. Celesta, when she came on board, she goes, okay, so after the 4th, like we got like 6 months to plan. I said, no, July 5th we start again. Mm-hmm. And I said, not really. We'll take off.
We're
July.
We're not starting July 5th.
No, August 1st.
I'll need a break.
It's actually July 6th. All right.
Bright and early.
Thank you to the three of you for everything that you do. Thank you for being their backbone to help them out when they need it. And appreciate you being up here.
Yep.
Thanks so much.
Thank
you
for having us, sir.
Couple runs on one hit, two left. End of three. 2-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. In partnering with the Central PA 4th Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA 4th Fest at Mettler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpa4thfest.org.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
2-0 State College as we work our way to the top of the 4th inning. Jordan Williams with a 1-1 count on him. He struck out as the McDonald's strikeout guy in the 1st inning. Wave and a miss, breaking ball. In fact, he may have picked up a piece of it. And very quickly now, 1-2. Time now for the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Get you up to date on the other games in the MLB Draft League, first of all. Do that in a moment. Here's the set, and the 1-2 on its way. Wave and a miss, strike three, got him tagged out by Grant Lasher, and that's six strikeouts now for Connery Peters. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. They have more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountainindy.org. MLB Draft League. Williamsport and Trenton playing that game this evening. And top half of the fifth inning, and Trenton leads it 3-2. And Frederick and West Virginia scoreless in the bottom of the third. Pitches a ball, one ball and no strikes to Harris, who struck out swinging in the first. That one's lifted in the air, deep left field, and she is gone. Harris knocks it out of the park. Whoops. My apologies, reeled in. And back to the scoreboard and get you up to date on that one. Dodgers lead the Astros 3-0 in the bottom of the second. White Sox beat the Red Sox 5-4. Twins Tigers scoreless in the bottom of the second. In London today, the Cubs beat the Cardinals 9-1. Giants beat the D-backs 7-6. Mets over the Phillies 4-2. Baltimore beat Seattle 6-4. The Yankees beat the Rangers 1-0. Blue Jays down Oakland 7-3. The Reds' 12-game winning streak is over, checked by Hilton, and that one is down low. It's 2-0. The Reds' 12-game winning streak over, 7-6 the final. The Braves win it. Royals beat the Rays 9-4. Guardians over the Brewers 4-2. Marlins beat the Pirates 11-4-3. That's fouled out of play. It's 2-1. Tonight, Nationals and Padres at Petco. That starts at 8:40. Angels and Rockies at Coors begins at 9:10. College World Series, Game 1. LSU leads Florida 1-0 in the top of the second inning. Two outs, bases empty. Pitch. It's rolled foul, 2-2. That's the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. Ramada, the official host hotel of your State College Spikes. 2-2 the count on Hilton. 2-0 our score. Set by Peters. What an outing he's had. That's foul by Hilton back to the screen. Still 2-2. Hilton grounded out to second to climb his initial time up. Two and two the count. Peters goes set. He has struck out six so far, walked one. Checked it, did not go full 3-2. Talk about rolling along in this game. He has faced one over the minimum. There's been one base runner, a walk to Belbin back in the second. The pitch. Foul straight back to the bricks, bounces back out to the field where Peters himself will pick it up, and he'll toss it over to Jacob Odell. New baseball from Grant Lasher. Two nothing State College, scoring both their runs on wild pitches. Here's the set by Peters, and the pitch. Foul back again. I'll say this. Hilton, who has a little bit of a hole in his swing, has been, he has really ratcheted up in terms of the bat speed. 3-2 the count. 94 with that fastball all that time by Peters. This is the ninth pitch of the at-bat coming up. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three, got him. Seventh strike out of the ball game for Connery Peters. 1-2-3 inning again. He's faced one over the minimum through four. Mountain Indy Health Orthopedics ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our great team at mountainindy.org/orthopedics. 2-0 State College here at Medlar Field, Lebronto Park, as we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, the official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes finished their homestand with a Sunday fun day at Mettler Field. The Spikes face Mahoning Valley at 4:05, and it's a salute to pickleball with an ultimate pickleball set giveaway featuring Jula equipment for one lucky fan. And you can enjoy the pregame catch on the field presented by Chiaravetti with a youth baseball glove giveaway for the first 100 kids. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Grant Lasher leads it off here in the fourth inning, takes a strike in the bottom of the fourth, and the pitch. Outside for a ball, it's 1-1. It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your local Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. 1-1 to Lasher. Grant bounced it back to the pitcher the first time. Low and outside for a ball. So Markle ended up going 2 2/3, gave up three. It's two runs both earned. His problem was the five walks. He had five strikeouts, but five walks. And that's on the ground. A short charge by Harris. Picks up the big second out. Fires to first in time. One up and one down for the Spikes here in the fourth inning. Ryan Zimmer is throwing in the Spikes bullpen. Connery Peters has been outstanding. Let's face it, he hasn't given up a hit. Kyle Uchsdorf singled, stole a base, stranded at third in the first, struck out swinging in the second. He's 1-2. The pitch, it's outside for a ball. We mentioned earlier he has six hits in the last three games. How about Peters tonight? Peters has thrown 50 pitches, 36 of them strikes. The pitch, outside corner for a strike to Uchsdorf, level at 1-1. One ball and one strike the count, 92 with that fastball from Shea. Shea always works from the stretch and delivers. On the ground to third, Belbin to his left, sidearm to first. A little casual with that and got him by a half step. You cannot be casual with this guy. Two outs. Addison Smith, 1-2, doubled down the left field line, scored on a wild pitch in the second, in the third, I mean. Bats on the right side against the lefty Shea. And the pitch, outside corner for a strike, it is 1-0. Mid-70s tonight, started out at 76 degrees, light breeze blowing to right field. Less than 5 miles per hour. A set, and Shea delivers.
Outside corner for a strike. Good pitch at 92 there. See, Celeste would have jumped in right away and told everybody it was 92. Those three did a terrific job. Great to have all three of them here tonight. 0-2. The pitch. That's fouled. He's fouled it off his left instep. 0-2 the count. Throw that ball out of there. Yeah, we'll throw that ball out of the game now. Sometime in the seventh inning, he'll reappear. It's amazing how that happens. 0-2 the count. Shea leans in. Goes set at the belt and delivers. Outside for ball 1-2. This has turned into a beautiful night. Lots of blue sky above. By the way, Shea ratcheted up to 95 with that fastball. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. On the ground, Harris to his left, near the back. Picks it up, sidearm to first, in time to end the inning. Three ground ball outs, and it's done for the Spikes in the fourth. No runs, no hits, and nobody left at the end of four full. 2-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skincare. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Connery Peters will come back out for the fifth inning with a 2-0 lead. He's thrown 50 pitches so far. 36 have been strikes. He's faced one over the minimum. And the pitch outside corner for a strike. It is 0-1. Bryant Nelson jogs down into the first base coaching box. And that's fouled at the plate. It is 0-2. Good change up that time from Peters, who's had a great mix tonight. He has struck out 7. He has walked 1. He has not surrendered a hit. Oh, and 2 the count and the pitch. Breaking ball inside for a ball. 1-2 the count. To this point, he has been powerful and efficient. The pitch. As line down the left field line, but foul. 1-2 the counts. As Nick Schwartz turned too soon. Flew to right his initial time up. Kind of hung that change up that time. And the set and the pitch. Checked it. Did he go? No, that's the right call. 2-2 the count. 2-0 State College, scoring both their runs in the third, and both scored on wild pitches. Here's the pitch in tight 3-2. So here we are on the 24th of June. We are only 10 days away from the 4th of July. and Fourth Fest. How about that? The pitch. Ooh, in tight, ball four. Second walk surrendered by Peters. Ryan Zimmer had been throwing but sits down. And that will bring to the plate Jared Bellman. He is the only other base runner for Mahoning Valley in the game. He walked in the second. Middle infield, the double play depth. The Spikes have turned 10 double plays this year. Mahoning Valley, to its credits, only hit into six. But let's face it, they are also a team that, as a team, is hitting 193. They haven't had as many base runners as some teams. Here's the set by Peters. And the pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Zimmer back to throwing in the bullpen. Peters stares in. Throw over to first, and he's back standing. Tomorrow we're at 4:05. By the way, a salute to pickleball tomorrow. David, this will be a good sport for you. Great sport. That's a strike as 1-1. One and one the count. Here's the set by Peters, throws the first, and I'll tell you, he was a little casual getting back to the bag. I mean, he was only off the bag by about maybe 4 feet. I think he was kind of casual going back, and Wilson tagged him just as he got to the bag. 1-1. Outside with a fastball. It's 2-1, 94 with that one. Tugs at the bill of the cap. And now Grant Lasher, the catcher, will come out to talk to his guy. This is more just to slow the game down a bit for him, slow the pace down. Just remind him of a couple of items, then go from there. Lasher knows he's been catching quality tonight. Still nobody out, runner on first, after the opening walk to Schwartz. Count on Bellman, 2-1. Bats from the left side, slight open stance. The pitch, that's foul straight back to the screen. Attacked that zone at 93, it's 2-2. And that may have been what he told him. He may have told him, attack the zone. Don't nibble, attack it. Peters goes set and delivers. Liner right at the shortstop, Smith. And back to first to Schwartz, one out. That'll bring to the plate Oliver Service. Fielder's choice, Smith, to Climby the short way to end the second inning. Good crowd on hand here tonight in the Saturday night. Fireworks after the game, John Williams theme. Tomorrow, catch before the game. Pitch on the ground, foul. Pass Craig Antush at third. Great to see Craig back for another year. With one out, that middle infield still at double play depth. Throw to first, back standing. Service, the 18-year-old catcher in the right-handed box. And the pitch. Hit in the air, left field, playable for Matthews. Drifts back a couple of steps, settles, and puts it away. Two gone, retreating to first is Schwartz. And Isaiah Thompson, the right fielder. Sharp ground out to Buford to lead off the third. He's 0 for 1. Had two hits last night. We are in the top of the fifth inning. It's 2-0 State College. Both the Spikes runs were scored in the third inning. The pitch by Peters. Checked it. That's a strike. Good pitch. So what has he done since the mound visit? That was different. Instead of nibbling, he's been attacking the zone.
I'm going to guess that Lasher told him straight out, so they can't hit your stuff. Go right at him. That's way outside, and he chased it. That wasn't even close, and it's 0-2. Breaking ball that was way out of the zone that time. Oh, and two the count. Peters to the plate. Tried to make him chase that one. That time he did not. It's 1-2. So tomorrow at 4:05, off day for everybody on Monday. Then the six-game road trip to Mahoning Valley in West Virginia starting Tuesday through Sunday. 1-2 the count. The pitch up high and away, 2-2. And then on the 3rd of July here, it's going to be spectacular. That fireworks display on the 3rd here for the Spikes, it's going to be about 15 to 20 minutes worth. Low and outside, 3-2. My watch just reminded me to have a moment of mindfulness. So here we go. Okay, back to the ball game. 3-2, runner on first with two outs. Here's the set. Runner goes inside, ball four. Third walk surrendered by Peters. First and second with two outs. First time tonight that Mahoning Valley's had a runner to second. First time tonight they've had two runners on in the same inning. J.R. Bedford struck out swinging in the third. He's 0-for-1. With Mills the bat, right-handed box. And here comes Jerome Williams, the pitching coach. They really would like to keep him in there. He can get a win. And he hasn't thrown enough pitches. I mean, it's like you're talking 70 pitches, 46 are strikes. Connery has to realize he kind of held the ball out. If Jerome is coming out, he's there to talk. If Dave's coming out, it's there to take the ball. So don't forget, 3rd of July is going to be a huge celebration in here. And then 4th Fest, this is the VIP prime location right here. 4th Fest. Spikes tickets available for tomorrow, 3rd of July, any game. Sean Clifford, retirement night, doesn't matter. Any of them. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, staycollegespikes.com. Go to the box office or walk up. Pitch to Bedford. Outside with a fastball at 93. It's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Peters sets. Checks second. Connery to the plate. Low and outside, 2-0. Zimmer is ready. But I think everybody in the dugout on the first base side would love to see him get one more out. The pitch. In the air. Foul territory. Wilson near the dugout. Can't get it. And it's out of play. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike on J.R. Bedford, the second baseman. Matthew Linsky is now warming up. 2-1. There's a strike, 2-2. That dart at 94. Well, if Linsky's coming in, at minimum, he would get the sixth and seventh, and based on pitch count, could go the eighth. But he's got to get this guy first. 2-2. Peters on its way. That's on the ground. Base hit inside the bag at first. It's going to be extra bases. Picked up in the corner. One run's going to score. The throw to second, not in time. And the first hit of the night for Mahoning Valley drives in a run. 2-1 State College as Schwartz scores from second. Thompson ends up at third. Here's Prince Dubosky, struck out twice, and that's going to be it for Connery Peters.
He will go 4 2/3 tonight and give up the one hit. He was outstanding. Struck out 7, walked 3. And gets a well-deserved ovation from the crowd here at Medler Field, Lebrano Park. Connery Peters, I thought, was outstanding tonight. So, Spikes fans, time to go to the bullpen. They bring in relief with a new pitcher here in the fifth inning. You two can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. Well, this guy has been really good. Matthew Linsky. It's like Peters has been really good. Linsky's been really good. You look at what he's done to this point. The 6'7", 245-pounder out of Rice, 21 years of age, Humble, Texas. Let's see. He's fifth in the league in ERA at 0.75. He is fourth in the league entering the night in strikeouts with 19. This is his eighth appearance, 12 innings, one run, 9 hits. He has struck out 19, walked 3, hit 1. Last outing against West Virginia, he went 3 innings on Tuesday night. Gave up 2 hits, no runs, struck out 3, walked 1. And he has that 0.75 ERA. Matthew Linsky has been outstanding for the Spikes. And Connery Peters, who's been really good all year, was outstanding tonight. So Linsky comes in. And Linsky, four-seam fastball, the curveball, and he throws that split. But this guy has been outstanding. He, Daniel Patasak, I think Patasak's going to get the ball tonight, too. That's why I think he might go at like 2 1/3 tonight, then Patasak gets the ball. So Linsky, second and third, that's what he inherits with 2 outs. And he'll face Dabowski. Peters, 4 2/3, 1 hit, struck out 7, walked 3. 75 pitches tonight, 49 were strikes. Dabowski struck out in the first, struck out in the third. Bats on the left side, Linsky looks in with second and third, 2 outs, 2-1 State College. And the pitch up high for a ball. Fastball at 92, 1-0 the count. Linsky at the belt, 1-0, and delivers. That is looped down the left field line, slicing, fair ball, and Mahoning Valley's going to take the lead. Into second with a double is Dabowski, 3-2 Mahoning Valley on back-to-back doubles. So the book will be closed on Peters, 3 runs all earned on 1 hit. We always talk about walks hurt you. Well, one of the guys that scored reached on a double. The other two reached on walks. 3-2 Mahoning Valley. And it's going to be Jordan Williams, who was struck out twice in the first and fourth, respectively. Pitch squares the bunt, pops it up, foul, but nobody will be able to get to it. Wilson would have had the best shot, but there's... he really had no chance at it. It's 0-1. 3-2 Mahoning Valley. Here in the top of the fifth inning. You're cruising along, feeling good about the night. Now a speed bump. Linsky goes set. Matthew waits. And delivers. Swing and a miss. Bada fell out of that. That may have been the split that time. 0-2 the count. Linsky looks in. Goes set at the belt, and the 0-2 to Williams in time called. Williams evidently has dirt, dust in his eyes, something. The left eye. Now ready, levels the bat, left-handed box. And the pitch. Up high, 1-2 the count. So a Bedford double followed by a Dubosky double, and that's driven in three runs and a 3-2 lead. Linsky fires. Foul third base side, drifting to the Geisinger kid zone and out of play. 94 with the fastball from Matthew. Top of the fifth, 3-2 Mahoning Valley. Linsky delivers. Checked it. Did not go on that one. It was close. 2-2. 93 with that fastball. That was outside that time. 2-2. And the pitch. Called. Strike three. Got him. And the inning is over. Strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Nittany Health. When you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more, sign up for your free portal account at MyMountainIndyHealth.com. Three runs on two hits, one left at the end of four and a half. 3-2 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division One Power Five Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In partnering with the Central PA 4th Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA 4th Fest at Mettler Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpa4thfest.org.
It is going to be the largest in Pennsylvania this year. Larger than Philadelphia, larger than Pittsburgh. 3-2 Mahoney Valley to the bottom of the fifth. Chase Call, Kate Climie, Cam Buford. 3-4 and 5 in the Spikes batting order here in the fifth. Shea outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Shea took over in the third inning. And now is working with a 3-2 lead. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Fastball that time. It's 1-1. 90 miles per hour with that one. 1-1. Shea goes set at the belt. 1-1. That is line to right field. Back goes Thompson. Misjudging to get past him. Rolls all the way to the monster. Calls around first on his way to second. He wants third. He's going to get third. He has himself a stand-up triple. Thompson misjudged it. And when he did, it opened the door for Thompson to come all the way around and get the third with his first triple of the year. 95-mile-per-hour exit velocity on that one. Now an opportunity to at least tie the game here with Kay Climie at the plate. Carl had one triple this year at Cal Irvine. He's got one now with the Spikes. Climby tonight has walked twice. Outside corner for a strike. It is 0-1. 91 with that fastball. No balls and a strike. Call with the leadoff triple on third. And the pitch. That's fouled over the roof. First base side of the Geisinger Champions Club. And out of play, it's 0-2. No balls and two strikes the count. Cam Buford on deck. These two teams play tomorrow at 4:05. Tickets available. 0-2. High and away, 1-2. Purpose pitch, breaking ball that time. That was a little high and wide. One ball and two strikes the count. Ball and two strikes. And Shea delivers. Low and outside. Count now evens at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Shea rubs up the baseball. Left-hander back to the center of the mound. Some guys favor first or third in terms of the side of the slab. He's right in the middle. 2-2. On the ground, right side. Base hit, right field. Call scores from third. Game tied at 3. Cade Climby with his 5th RBI. And Cam Buford will come to the plate. Buford, 0-1, struck out swinging in the first. He walked and was stranded at third in the third. Exit velocity on that one was 101. Got through the infield in a hurry. The pitch, outside corner for a strike. Good location with that one. 0-1 the count. Buford's driven in 11 for Climby. RBI number 5. Here's the set by Shea in a 3-3 game. As the Spikes answer right back here in the bottom of the 5th. Outside for a ball. Fastball. 1-1 the count. That was at 91. Tyler Wilson on deck. Climby short lead at first. Shea delivers. Breaking ball for a strike, and that was a beauty. Great curveball. He snapped that one off. It's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Set. And the 1-2. In the dirt, good job by Servais. Throw to first because Climby had drifted just a bit, but not in time. It's 2-2. 3-3 here in the bottom of the 5th inning. 4:05 tomorrow, off day on Monday, then a 6-game road trip. 2-2, he throws to first. He was leaning just a bit, but only he wasn't going, he was not going to steal. He was just leaning, thinking the ball was going to the plate. Climby did not have a stolen base this year at Temple Junior College and does not have one with the Spikes. And he didn't even attempt one. 2-2. Called strike 3. Wow. I'm not so sure about that one. That was a little bit low that time. Cam had a problem with it, said something about it, but there's one out. Shea gets his first strikeout. Oh, well, you move on. Wilson is 0-2. 3-3 here in the bottom of the 5th with one out. Climby on first. Outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. Fastball at 90. The 6-game road trip will be the combo that the Spikes just faced. West Virginia and Mahoning Valley. Then Williamsport here on the 3rd. Throw to first gets back. 3rd of July game will be at 6:35. Then they're at Williamsport to close out the first half, even though it's not halfway, on the 4th at 1:05. There's a strikeout or half in the hole, 0-2. Wilson, you know what? Wilson said something, and you know what? Cody Kogan just put his hand up and said, no, enough. Here's the set by Shea. Looks over at Climby at first. Waits and delivers. That's outside for a ball. 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes, and a 3-3 game. Bottom of the 5th inning. A set. 1-2. That's foul by Wilson. Good hack at that one. 1-2 still the count. A leadoff triple by Call and a base hit to right by Climby to drive him in to tie the game at 3. You're in the bottom of the 5th with one out. 1-2 to Wilson. And the pitch. It's on the ground. Inside the bag at 3rd. It's going to be extra bases. Nope. Won't be extra bases because Climby held up at 2nd. And a good job by Williams to get to it in left field. So that'll be a single for Wilson. I'll say this. No runner in front of him. He would have had a double. Matthew Bartowell reached on an error in the 2nd and walked in the 3rd. So 1st and 2nd with one out. And Bartowell at the plate. Shea backs off. Wants a new sequence from his catcher, Oliver Service. Middle infield is still a double play depth. And that pitch is in there for a strike. It is 0-1. Golden opportunity for the Spikes here to regain the lead. They led 2-0 heading to the top of the 5th. Mahoning Valley then put 3 on the board to take a 3-2 lead. Spikes have tied it at 3 in the bottom of the 5th. And now a guy that's driven in 8, Bartowell, to play with 1st and 2nd. And the pitch. That's line foul, first base side, now to play towards Sweet. 0-2 on Bartowell. Outfield is straight away and deep all the way around. Middle infield, double play depth. Belbin, normal depth at 3rd. Set. The 0-2 to Bartowell coming up. And to the plate. Inside corner called strike 3, and Bartowell's gone. Second strikeout for Shea. Both have been looking. And here's Bryce Matthews, who's 1-for-2. Infield hit in the 2nd and flew to left in the 3rd. Three, three, our score, bottom of the 5th. One run in, 1st and 2nd with 2 outs. Climbing on 2nd, Wilson on 1st. And the pitch. It's on the ground between short and 3rd, backhanded by Harris. Play to 2nd, throw it away. Spikes are going to take the lead. Climby will score. Wilson around 3rd, he's going to score. And Matthews will pull into 3rd. Spikes lead at 5-3. That'll be an E6 on the fielder's choice. So that'll be a fielder's choice in an E6. And the Spikes are back to a 2-run lead. It's 5-3. Now it's Grant Lasher. He's the 7th hitter of the inning. 0-for-2. Bounced back to the pitcher, Markle, when he was in the 2nd. Then grounded to short in the 4th. And the pitch. That's a strike right down the heart. 0-1 the count. Starts about at 93. I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure if the throw was on the money. I'm not sure if he would have had him. Wilson got a good break on that. Off first. Pitch. On the ground, up the middle, backhanded behind the back, throws, gets him by a step, and the inning is over. Good play by Bedford to throw him out to end the fifth inning. But the Spikes, after giving up three in the top half of the fifth, come back in the bottom of the frame, and they play three on three hits and leave one at the end of 5-full. 5-3 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Stop by PJ Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. PJ Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at PJ Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
So Bryce Matthews will actually get credit for a single. That's a good call by Paul Marbo, the official scorer. And then the throwing error allows Climby and Wilson to both score. Matthew Linsky now with a 5-3 lead. Going to the top of the sixth inning, he will face Harris, Hilton, and Schwartz, 3, 4, and 5 in the Mahoning Valley batting order. The pitch, it's down low. Spikes have now out-hit them 7-2 in the game. They're playing baseball bingo tonight. David, is it bad that Joe's already won? I just don't think it doesn't look good. The pitch. Lifted high in the air, center field. Huxdorf drifts over to his right a couple of steps, waits and puts it away. One up and one down here in the sixth inning. Here is Brandon Hilton, who is 0-for-2 in the game. Grounded to second in the second, struck out swinging to end the fourth. Connery Peters tonight, 4 2/3, a hit, 3 runs, struck out 7, walked 3. I thought he was outstanding tonight. Swing and a miss on a high fastball from Linsky at 92. Peters, in my opinion, looked top shelf tonight. The pitch. Outside corner for strike. It is 0-2. 92 with that fastball. One gone, top of the sixth inning. 5-3 State College. They'll set. And Linsky delivers. It's fouled straight back to the screen. Good breaking ball that time by Matthew. 0-2 the count. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors, State College. 3 runs, 2 hits, and 3 errors for Mahoning Valley. Mahoning Valley's now committed 35 errors this season. They lead the league in that department. 0-2. It's on the ground to second. Climby waits for it. Sidearms to first. Two gone. Nick Schwartz, 0-for-1. Flew to right in the second. Walked and scored in the fifth. So here is Schwartz, the DH. Bats on the right side. Lansky to the plate. Inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. 93 with a fastball that time. I hate to tell you what K-Zone said it was. Here's the set, the 1-0. It's fouled straight back to the screen. It's level at 1-1. One ball and one strike to count. Top of the sixth inning, 5-3 State College. Set and the pitch. Breaking ball on the ground. One hopper eats up Climie, and he'll reach base. So Schwartz aboard. That was a tough play for climbing. And with two outs, here's Belbin. He walked in the second. He lined out to Smith at short in the fifth. And they say it'll be an E4 on climbing. First error of the game on the spikes. Pitch, that's a strike. It is 0-1. Spikes have committed now 24 errors on the year. 11 fewer than Mahoning Valley. Throw over to first, back standings. Schwartz did not have a big lead. 5-3, State College here in the top of the sixth inning. Schwartz, 1-for-2 in stolen bases. That's up high for a ball. Ah, hot dogs, delivery. I get to throw them all tonight, huh? There you go. Thanks, John. fresh, hot. Pitch. That's looped foul, third base side, out of play, about maybe eight rows back beyond the screen. It's 1-2. That'll be at the end of the sixth inning. It'll be a little cooler by then. Here's the set by Linsky. Base one on, two outs. 1-2. Up high, 2-2. Here tomorrow at 4:05. Then the off day Monday on the road for 6th, and here on the 3rd of July with a fireworks display. It's going to be about 15, 20 minutes long. It's going to be awesome. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him, and the inning is over. Second strikeout for Matthew Linsky in the game. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health is growing, and in 2024, we'll open up a new orthopedic center in Toftrees West. And in 2026, a 10-story patient tower will be added to the medical center. Learn more at mountainindy.org. 5.5 gone, 5-3 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes finish their homestand with a Sunday Funday at Mettler Field. The Spikes face Mahoning Valley at 4:05, and it's a salute to pickleball with an ultimate pickleball set giveaway featuring Jula equipment for one lucky fan. And you can enjoy the pregame catch on the field presented by Chiaravetti with a youth baseball glove giveaway for the first 100 kids. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Let it slip, it covered, check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com.
Go Spikes!
Bottom half of the sixth inning in the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Well, Connor Capisi is on the mound. Played in the field last night. Capisi, who actually was the DH last night, he went 0 for 4. He's got a pitch. And on its way. And Huxdorf checks it, and it's a strike. Went around and up, it's 0-1. He's 1 for 3 in the game. Single then stole a base, his 13th stolen base of the year. And the pitch. It's down low for a ball. So Capisi's a two-way player out of Creighton in Omaha, Nebraska. 5'10", 195 pounds. And that pitch is 2-1. He just turned 18 out of Gross Catholic High School in Nebraska. Alex Shea did a good job when he was in there. Capisi delivers. That's down the right field line. Slicing foul will one up the State College bullpen. Okay, so Capisi on to pitch. This is his fourth appearance as a pitcher. 3-2 the count. 1-0 in the ERA at 3. Three innings, three hits, one run earned. He has struck out three. He's walked one. And he's now walked two, and now he's got big trouble. Because that is Huxdorf. We are moments away from stolen base number 14. So Addison Smith to the plate. Good lead. First time he's had a right-hander to run against. Gets away for the moment, picked up by Service. And first time tonight that Smith has turned around to bat left-handed. He doubled and scored in the third. Throw to first, Huxdorf dives back in. Middle infield, the double play, depth outfield straight away, relatively deep. It's fouled back by Smith. It's 1-1. He's now seen him throw to the plate twice. This is the third pitch. Now is the time. Time to go here. Set. To the plate. There he goes. On the ground. Into right field. Base hit. Huxdorf around second. On his way to third. Throw by Thompson. Not in time. And Smith goes into second. Smith will get credit for a single. And will get second on the throw to third. Second and third, and nobody out. The top of the order getting it done tonight. Between the two of them, they've been on base four times, including three hits. And this will bring Chase Call to the plate. Tripled and scored in the fifth. Up at the corners. Nobody out. Takes a strike. 0-1 the count. So for Capisi, his fourth appearance on the mound. DH last night. And the 0-1. Popped up, foul, and out of play. 0-2. And takes a big bounce just to our right in the seats, and a youngster will get the ball. Hot dog toss at the end of the inning. Lock the door. That one is hit high in the air, deep to center field. Back at the warning track, puts it away, tagging a third, and coming to the plate is Huxdorf. And the Spikes lead at 6-3. Tagging at second and going to third will be Addison Smith. So Cole gets a sacrifice fly to deep center field. Knocks in his fourth run as a Spike. His first sacrifice fly. And how about Huxdorf? He's already scored 11 runs in the 2 weeks he's been here. Kay Climie, one for one. Single knocked in a run, scored a run in the fifth. And he fouled that one to the plate. It's 0-1. The infield up all the way around. I'll say this, Dubosky was fortunate. He was playing deep that time. So when he went back to the right to the base of the wall, he was already in position to get to it. 6-3 State College. Smith on third, now with one out. Huxdorf walked. Went to third on the single right by Smith on the throw to third to try and get Huxdorf. Smith then took second. And that's on the ground, under the glove of Belbin into left field for a base hit. Scoring from third will be Smith, 7-3 State College. Climie with his second RBI of the night. 6-3. And Cam Buford to the plate. 7-3 State College. The pitch hit high in the air, deep left center field toward the nook. Long run, reaches up and makes the catch at the nook. Nice play by Dubosky. And retreating to first will be Climie. Two outs. Gave it a ride. Two outs. Tyler Wilson singled to left and scored in the fifth. Spikes have 9 hits in this one tonight. They lead it 7-3. Set by Capisa. Down low. One ball and no strikes. Bartowell on deck. Set and the pitch. High and wide, 2-0. Well, wind's kicked up a little bit, still less than 5 miles an hour, but this time it's blowing straight out and more toward left every once in a while. Early in the game, it was blowing to right. High and wide again, 3-0 on Wilson. Left-handed action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. I'm going to guess that's Liss. Here's the set and the pitch. Down low. Oh, now he caught the strike zone. Good pitch by Capisi. 3-1. Three balls and a strike on Wilson. First time tonight he's hit from the left side. And ball four. First and second with two outs. Two runs in. Matthew Bartowell to the plate, 0-2. Reached in an error, has reached in a walk, and has also struck out. Matt's on the right side. He can supply a lot of power. The pitch. That gets away from service. Moving up to third, maybe coming home. Nope, he'll put the brakes on. Climie holds at third. Wilson holds at second. Second and third. And I think service got hurt on that play. Service with Dimitri Young coming out to see if he's okay. And it's the left hand. It's the catching hand. Ashley McCune will come out of the spikes dugout, the trainer. Meanwhile, Ray King, the pitching coach, is out. Lewis is the other catcher. The third catcher is Capisi, but he's pitching. Service is going to stay in the game. Count is 1-0. Two runs in, 7-3 State College. Mahoning Valley scoring all three of their runs in the fifth. Spike scored two in the third, three in the fifth, and two in the sixth. 7-9-1 State College, 3-2-3 Mahoning Valley. Second and third with two outs, the 1-0. Slow roller, Belbin charges at third base. Sidearms to first, and it gets by. Two runs will score. Bartowell's on his way to second. Now he wants third. Throw by Thompson to third. Not in time. Spikes lead at 9-3. So two-run score as Climby and Wilson get to the plate. And it's 9-3. And here's Bryce Matthews, who's 2-for-3 tonight with a pair of singles. Matthews is driven in five. We're in the bottom of the sixth now. 9-3 State College. Low and inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. The 18-year-old is about to make his 24th pitch of the inning. And that pitch is a strike. It is 1-1. Fastball at 88. So they're going to give Bartowell a base hit on that one, the pitch. It's down low for a ball. Because the thought process is he would have beat it out, and I agree with that, which means that one of the runs that scored will be an RBI. And count now runs itself to 3-1. Then that'll be an E5. That's the fourth error of the game on Mahoning Valley. And that is 36 on the year. And ball four. Matthews walks. And the ninth hitter of the inning is scheduled, and that's Grant Lasher. And here comes Ray King. Or no, it's Dimitri Young. I think we might see Liz here. They just took his hat off in the bullpen and say he's ready. Yeah. Now they're out there talking. He hasn't taken the ball from him. All right. That was quick and easy. First and third, two outs. Here tomorrow, salute to pickleball. David's all excited. Been aching to take up the game. Great athlete like him. Joe Putnam likes the fact that court's smaller. Be 4-0-5 tomorrow. Grant Lasher's 0-for-3 with three groundouts. That's a strike. It is 0-1. 9-3 State College, bottom of the sixth. Looking for their third win on the homestand. Throw to first, and Matthews back standing. The set and the pitch. That's foul tipped into the mid of service. It is quickly 0-2. This will be the 30th pitch of the inning for Capisi. In terms of efficiency, Shea, to his credit, threw 40 pitches, 29 were strikes. Pitch On the ground, chopper to short. High hop for Harris. Throws to first in time to end the inning. But nine come to the plate and four score. At the end of six full, 9-3 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
So we work our way to the top of the seventh inning. Matthew Linsky, we thought he could get it like into the seventh inning. He's going to get there tonight. And here is Oliver Service, who is 0-2, to be followed by Thompson at Bedford, bottom third of the Mahoning Valley batting order. 9-3 State College here in the top of the seventh. Linsky delivers. Fastball inside at 91. One ball and no strikes the count. That one is fouled to our right into the concourse and out of play toward the Flashpoint Grill. Peters went 4 2/3, gave up just one hit. Outstanding. Linsky since then has come in and does what Linsky does. There's a strike, 1-2. He's got an inning in the third. He struck out two, and he's given up one hit. In the process, he's currently lowered his ERA to 0.68. And the pitch. Popped up, foul, first base side. Wilson gives it a run to the dugout, and it's going to go into the camera well. One and two the count. Linsky has thrown 26 pitches, 18 strikes, and just impresses every time out. One and two the count. The pitch on the ground, up the middle, into center field for a base hit. Hit number three on the night for Mahoning Valley. And here is Nyzaiah Thompson. 0-1. Grounded to third in the third. Walked and scored in the fifth. The fifth was the inning where Mahoning Valley scored all three of their runs. Middle infield double play depth. Spikes have not turned one yet in the series. They've turned 10 in the season. That's foul. First base side clears the roof of the champion, Geisinger Champions Club, and out of play. 0-1 the count. Spikes just sent 9 to the plate in the sixth inning and 4 scored. 0-1. And the pitch. Outside breaking ball. 1-1 the count. Not much of a breeze tonight. And a beautiful, beautiful evening for baseball. Started out at 76. We're now at 71. Pitch. Down low for a ball, 2-1. Just a few puffy clouds above. This has been one of those picture-perfect early summer nights for baseball. Linsky delivers. In tight, 3-1. Spikes are starting some right-handed action in the bullpen. Three and one the count. Linsky actually is the pitcher of record in this game. The set. And the pitch. Popped up over our heads and out of play. Full 3-2. New baseballs for Cody Kogan behind the plate. Brought out by Jacob Odell. For Peters, by the way, he struck out 7 tonight. That brings him to 24 in the season. He's now 1 in front of Odell. Set by Linsky, 3-2. Fires. On the ground to short. Smith has one play to first. Makes that play in time. Service will go to second. One out. Smart play by Smith. He took a quick glance and knew he did not have a shot at it. That'll bring to the plate J.R. Bedford. RBI double last time. He is 1-for-2. He also struck out back in the third. The pitch. In there for a strike. 92 with the fastball from Matthew. Right at the bottom of the zone. 0-1 the count. Start of the game at 76 degrees. Now 71. Flag barely moving in left center field. Set, and the pitch. Breaking ball. Yikes. I guess that was a little bit outside. Ooh. I thought that was some pitch. 1-1 the count. Outfield shallow all the way around. The pitch. Fastball in tight. 2-1 the count. Top of the seventh inning. 9-3 State College. Spikes won last night in overtime. Here's the set and the pitch. Outside corner for a strike, 2-2 the count, 92 with that fastball. Two and two the count. Looks over at service at second. Kicks that left leg and fires. Swung on and missed, strike three, got him. Matthew Linsky's third strikeout of the ballgame, brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountainindy.org. 10 strikeouts for Spikes pitching tonight. Linsky gets his third. And back to the top of the order in Prince Dubosky. Swing and a miss. He doubled the knock in. 2 runs in the third. He's 1-for-3. He's also struck out twice. 92 with that fastball from Linsky. Matthew, big deep breath. Looks at service at second. To the plate. Low one outside to even the count at 1-1, 91 with that one. Tomorrow at 4:05, tickets available, A14-272-1711. Buy, print, download, staycollegespikes.com, go to the box office, or walk up. Swung on and missed. Bottom fell out of that one. 1-2. Linsky trying to make this the final batter of his night. He goes set. Looks at second. And the 1-2 on its way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him. He finishes his outing with a flourish with his fourth strikeout of the game. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Earning 5 stars in the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Service. In 21, 22, and 23, we were ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek. Matthew Linsky, outstanding again in 2 1/3, giving up 2 hits, striking out 4. ERA now a tidy 0.63. His night is done. The Spikes' night at the plate continues in a moment. Seventh inning stretch time, 9-3 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes finished their homestand with a Sunday fun day at Mettler Field. The Spikes face Mahoning Valley at 4:05, and it's a salute to pickleball with an ultimate pickleball set giveaway featuring Jula equipment for one lucky fan. And you can enjoy the pregame catch on the field presented by Chiaravetti with a youth baseball glove giveaway for the first 100 kids. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Bottom of the seventh inning, 9-3 State College. There's nothing like being at the ballpark if you can't make it to the game. Catch the Spikes in action at Medler Field, Lebrado Park, and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream powered by Pixalot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. Cameron Liss, teammate of Bryce Matthews at Washington State. The left-hander will come in. Liss, 6 foot, 200 pound left-hander out of Spokane, Washington. And Liss, to this point on the season, is making his sixth appearance. He's 0-1 with a 2.08 ERA. In 4 1/3, he's given up 2 hits, 1 run. He has struck out 7, walked 3, hit 1. An opposing hitter is batting only 133 against him. He has this real whip-like three-quarter action that can be difficult to pick up. As Connor Capisi's night comes to an end. He pitched one inning. And the Spikes sent 9 to the plate in the sixth inning. That means Kyle Huxtorf gets the lead off again. 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. He has scored a run. He's also stolen his 13th base. Liss works from the center of the mound. Lefty on righty matchup. Up high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Came in that time at 82. Liss leans in. Smith to follow, then Chase Call. The pitch popped up in the infield. Bedford, the second baseman, settles underneath it and puts it away. Had to reach out to grab it, but did. 1 gone for the Spikes in the seventh. And here's Addison Smith, who was 2-for-4. He doubled in the third and scored. He singled in the sixth and scored. He's also struck out and bounced to short. 9-3 State College, bottom of the seventh inning. Tonight it's been the Spikes that have put up the crooked numbers. The pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. 91 with the fastball. Mahoney Valley scored all three of their runs in the fifth inning. The Spikes scored two in the third, three in the fifth, and four in the sixth. 9 runs, 10 hits, and an error for the Spikes. 3 runs, 3 hits, and 4 errors for Mahoney Valley. In tight, danced away from that one, goes back to the bricks. It's 2-0. We'll say this, Jacob Odell is getting in his steps tonight. Friends from Williamsport, Jay Hockey in. They're here tonight. And the pitch. Outside corner for strike 2-1. They both do a great job for the cutters. Ian is an outstanding broadcaster. And Jay Hawk just works and works and works. Great organization over there. Gabe Sinacropi, the whole group. 2-1. Way outside, 3-1. A little bit of a breeze that's blowing out now. We're about 20 minutes past the official sundown, which was 8:46 tonight. It's 9:06 now. And ball four, Smith's aboard. First walk for Smith tonight. In fact, Smith now has 13 walks on the season. He came into the night third in the league in walks. Here's Chase Call. He's tripled and scored. He's also knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly. He is 1-for-2. Pitch. That bounced in there. 1 ball, no strikes. Meanwhile, Smith is 7-for-8 in stolen bases. 9-3 may not run here. Call flew to right in the first, walked in the third, tripled and scored in the fifth, sack fly in the sixth to knock in a run. Waits in that right-handed box. And the pitch. Down low for a ball, 2-0 the count. Bottom of the seventh, one out. Smith on first, 9-3 State College. Tomorrow we're here at 4:05. Then after the road trip, we're here on the 3rd of July, and that fireworks display is going to be about 20 minutes long after the 3rd of July game at 6:35. The pitch. There's a strike in the outer edge. Good fastball at 90. 2-1 the count. Beautiful, clean, clear night. Waits, looks at first, and delivers. Outside corner for a strike at 89 to even the count at 2-2. It's great after all the fog last night. And of course, last week at one point, there was some smoke in the area. Or 2 weeks ago, to see a clean, crisp night where the outline of the mountains is beautiful. Checked it, didn't go, and the ball's in the dirt. Smith will take second. Good alert base running by Addison Smith. Count full, 3-2 on call. So call has a chance to drive him in, plate the 10th run. Here's the set by Liss. 3-2. Ball four. Second walk he is drawn tonight. But that's what Chase Call does. Chase Call now has 10 walks as a Spike. But that's what he did at Cal Irvine. Got on base a lot. Here's a guy that's been on base a lot in the last 2.5 weeks. That is Kay Climie. Tonight he is 2-for-2, a pair of walks. He has scored 3 runs. He's knocked in 2. set, and the pitch. Checked it, got away. Everybody's going to move up. Smith around third. He'll hold there. Second and third with one out. Climbing now as his average up to 233. And has now knocked in six runs. He's got a chance to play two more here. That was a wild pitch, by the way. Second and third with one out. Pitch to Climby. Checked it, did not go. Tantalizing pitch, but laid off. 2-0 the count. Bottom of the seventh inning, 9-3 State College. Buford on deck. Set by List, the left-hander. To the plate. Low and outside. Service tried to bring it back. 3-0 the count. Same grouping of teams. West Virginia, Mahoning Valley. That's the six-game road trip coming up. Set. 3-0. Strike right down the heart. Good pitch by List. Climby taking all the way. It's 3-1. Climby is slated to go to Texas A&M. In fact, he'll be going after his construction science degree. 3-1 the count. On its way. Line foul hooking to the Mahoning Valley bullpen out of play. 3-2 the count. Be picked up by Jordan Williams in the left field corner. Flips the ball to the bullpen and didn't quite make it there. List leans in with a 3-2 count. Second and third, one out, bottom of the seventh. Spikes lead by six. Pitch to Climby. Checked it, called strike three. He knew it. Two outs. Good pitch by List. Excellent curveball that time to freeze him. It's his first strikeout. Here's Cam Buford, who's 0 for 3 with a walk. Struck out a couple of times. Last time up, flew to center, I should say. Buford's knocked in 11. List goes set. And delivers. Up high at the letters. One ball and no strikes the count. Right-handed action now in the bullpen for Mahoning Valley. Set and List delivers. Down low. Ooh, yeah. That's called a strike. It's 1-1. One and one the count. Second and third with two outs. List at the belt. Lefty to the plate. Outside, that just missed. 2-1 the count. Two balls and one strike. And the pitch. Low and inside, 3-1. Tyler Wilson on deck. Three balls and a strike. Goes set. And delivers. That's a strike. Runs it full 3-2 with two outs. Second and third. Two outs. 3-2 count on Buford. 9-3 State College. Bottom of the seventh. Smith on third. Calls on second. 3-2 to Buford. Here it is. Ball four, walked him. He draws his second walk of the night. And the bases are loaded for Tyler Wilson. Wilson has scored two runs tonight. Singled and scored in the fifth. Walked and scored in the sixth. So for Wilson, this is his fifth plate appearance tonight. The third, he's batted right-handed. Wilson's driven in eight. He's got the bases loaded here. The pitch on the ground. Belbin to his left gets it. Throws across the diamond in time to end the inning. No runs, no hits, and three left. And at the end of seven full, 9-3 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Matthew Linsky was, as usual, outstanding stuff tonight. Fans, the Spikes have called for relief. They bring in a new pitcher for the eighth inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Matthew Linsky, it's getting to the point where that's just an average night for him. Two and a third, two hits, no runs, struck out four, didn't walk a batter. Incomplete control of what was going on out there. Gives way now to Ryan Ward, and Ryan Ward's been really good. Ryan Ward, 1-0 with a 1.50 ERA with 19 strikeouts and 8 walks. Eighth appearance, 12 innings, 4 runs, 2 earned, giving up 6 hits. The aforementioned 19 strikeouts and 8 walks has not hit a batter. Against West Virginia, he went one inning with a no decision, gave up a hit, two runs, both unearned. Struck out two, walked one, and takes over here. First pitch is a ball, 1-0 the count. To Jordan Williams to be followed by Trenton Harris and Brandon Hilton, 2, 3, and 4 in the Mahoning Valley batting order. Williams has struck out all three times. Ward delivers. It's up high for a ball, 2-0 the count. Ward is ninth in the league in ERA at 1.50. He is fourth in the league entering the night in strikeouts with 19. Pitch. That's up high for a ball. 3-0 the count. 91 with that fastball. So Ward's going to have to battle back here. So far, Peters and Linsky have combined in a three-hitter. The pitch. Ball four. Walked him on four pitches. Trent Harris is 0-for-3. Struck out swinging in the first. Flew to center in the fourth. Repeated the feat in the sixth. Spikes pitchers tonight, 11 strikeouts, 4 walks. Middle infield double play depth. 9-3 State College, top of the eighth. There's a strike. Fastball at 91, it's 0-1. No balls and a strike, and Ward delivers. High and tight with that one, 1-1. One ball and one strike. Here's the set by Ward. And the pitch. Checked it. I think he went around.
Ooh, yay.
2-1 the count. He's got a better view than I do. Two balls and a strike. Outfield straight away, but shallow and right with call. That is into center field. That'll be a base hit. Stopping at second will be Williams. Fourth hit of the game for Mahoning Valley. And here's Brandon Hilton to the plate. Said that Daniel Patasak would get in the game tonight. He's warming up now. Hilton is 0 for 3. Bounces second in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Grounded in second in the sixth. All 6-8 of them in the left-handed box, windmilling the bat. Ward first and second, nobody out. Middle infield double play depth. Pitch. Tied him up inside. Swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Good pitch by Ward that time. Four-seam fastball, curveball, slider, and he throws the split. 0-1 the count. On its way. Tied him up again inside. Bottom fell out of that one. It's 0-2. He put it in the exact same spot and got the exact same result. Oh, and two the count. Ward high set at the letters. And Ryan to the plate. Threw in the same spot, but that time Hilton did not chase it. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes the count. 9-3 State College, top of the eighth inning. First and second, nobody out for Mahoning Valley. Swung on him and strike three got him. He really put four pitches all in the same spot and end up swinging at three of them. That strikeout brought to you by Mount Indy Health. Mount Indy Health committed to the well-being of our community with 9 primary care locations throughout the region. We are the leading provider of primary care. Visit mountindy.org to find a provider today. With one out, here is Nick Schwartz. 0-2. That one bounced in there, blocked by Lasher. Throw to third. They try to advance, and they do. They'll be on a wild pitch, second and third. Schwartz flew to right in the second. Walked and scored in the fifth. Reached on an error in the sixth. 9 runs, 10 hits, an error for the Spikes. 3 runs, 4 hits, 4 errors for Mahoning Valley. With one out, we play the top half of the eighth inning with second and third. Schwartz in the right-handed box. Infield back, they just want the outs. Up high, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Spikes looking for their second straight win, looking for their third win on this homestand. The set and the pitch. Low and inside, it's 3-0. To this point, Ward has been struggling to find the zone. He's thrown 15 pitches, 5 have been strikes. Ryan now, high set. 3-0, walked him on 4 pitches. Second 4-pitch walk of the inning. Bases are loaded. So you're up 9-3, bases loaded, and Jared Belbin at the plate is 0-2. He walked in the second, lined out to Smith at short in the fifth, struck out swinging in the sixth. And Jerome Williams, the pitching coach, will walk to the mound. Ward rubbing up the baseball, not happy. Daniel Patasak warming up in the bullpen. I think the plan was to bring in Patasak for the ninth inning anyway. but they may need him earlier. We'll see. See if Ward can get out of this mini hole he's dug here with the bases loaded and one out. Fireworks display coming up in 9 days. Monday, July 3rd, 6:35, Williamsport. Going to be a 20-minute fireworks display here at the ballpark. It's going to be spectacular. Fourth Fest is an entity unto itself. It's the largest fireworks display in the state. But on that Monday night, the 3rd, you can take in a ball game, enjoy the atmosphere, the food, and get 20 minutes of fireworks then, too. 9-3, our score. Bases loaded. Pitch, and it's down low for a ball to Belbin. One ball and no strikes. Just is having trouble finding the zone tonight for some reason. Bases loaded, one out. And the pitch. 2-0. Rubs up the baseball. Ward works, the right-hander from the first base side of the mound. He leans in. Goes set at the letters. Checks third and delivers. Checked it, that's a strike, 2-1. 92 with that fastball. Williams on third, he walked. Harris on second, he singled. Swartz on first, he walked. That's down low, it's 3-1. 91 with that fastball, but low. Three balls and a strike. 9-3, Spikes lead it. Ward goes set and delivers. Checked it. Ball four. Run scores, 9-4. Belbin will get an RBI. That'll bring Oliver Service to the plate. 1-for-3, wrapped into a fielder's choice to end the second. Flew to left in the 5th, and he singled to center in the 7th. And Dave Tremblay is going to bring in Patasak now. Ward will go 1/3 of an inning. He ended up walking 3, striking out 1 and giving up 1 hit. And Daniel Patasak will now come in. So I'm sure that they wanted to go with Ward in the 8th inning and Patasak to close it out in the 9th. Now they need Patasak to get him 5 outs. Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the 8th inning. And you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. I mean, remember, they're up 9-4 right now. That means the tying runs in the on-deck circle. So here's the story on Daniel Patasak, and it's an impressive one. The 22-year-old out of Prague in the Czech Republic and Charleston Southern is 6'5", 222 pounds. No record with an 0.75 ERA. He has struck out 18, walked 4, saved 1, and has 1 hold. This is his 7th appearance, 12 innings, 2 runs, 1 earned, 7 hits, 18 strikeouts, 4 walks. He's hit 1. So he's given up just 7 hits in 12 innings. He has 18 strikeouts in 12 innings. His last appearance was on Tuesday night. No decision against West Virginia with 2 innings, gave up 1 hit, no runs, struck out 1 and walked 1. So Patasak takes over here. 5th in the league in ERA at 0.75. And his 18 strikeouts good for 8th in the league entering the night. So Daniel Patasak takes over. Patasak 6th in whip at 0.92. As he's about to make his 8th appearance of the season. At Charleston Southern this year, 2-1 with a 3.19 ERA, 46 strikeouts, 20 walks, 3 saves, and 42 and a third. He gave up 36 hits. 9.8 strikeouts per 9 innings. He made 16 appearances at Charleston Southern, and 14 were in relief. Growing up in the Czech Republic, like most, he loved hockey. Loved it. But then started playing baseball pickup games and figured out he was pretty good at it. His parents are both attorneys. And not only has he been a really good pitcher, this is a fabulous clubhouse guy. Now he's got his hands full. Bases loaded and one out and service at the plate. Pattisak leans in and goes set at the belt. Daniel delivers. Outside corner for strike 91 with a fastball. Pattisak four-seam fastball. The curveball throws the slider and the change. 0-1 the count on service. Bases loaded, one out. 9-4 State College. Top of the eighth inning. Pattisak delivers. Breaking ball. It's up high for a ball. Unfortunately, that's not what K-Zone says. 1-1. Set by Pattisak. And delivers. Swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. That ball was a little bit out of the zone that time at 92, but he chased it. 1-2 the count. Pattisak at the belt. Daniel to the plate. On the ground. Back to Pattisak. To home one. On to first. Safe at first. They just missed a 1-2-3 double play. So that'll be a fielder's choice. Bases now loaded with two outs. Pattisak made the smart play that time, going home, getting the force. Lasher, I thought, made a really terrific throw to first. But he beat it out. So that will bring to the plate Thompson. 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. The pitch. Curveball, first strike, gets 0-1. Thompson grounded to the third in the third, walked and scored in the fifth, and bounced out to short in the sixth. 9-4 State College, top of the eighth inning. Pattisak's 0-1. On its way. Boxed around, and it's a ball. One ball and one strike to count. That was the changeup that time. One ball and one strike. Goes set with the bases loaded, two outs, and delivers. High and away, 2-1. Outfield straight away, but shallow. Straight away, not deep anywhere in the outfield. Infield with two outs now back. 2-1 the count on Thompson, the right-handed hitting right fielder. The pitch, up high, 3-1. Pattisak grabs the bill of his cap. Goes back now, picks up the rosin, puts it down. He's got a 3-1 count as he stalks back to the top of the hill. Right-hander works from the third base side. Leans down with that glove resting on his left thigh. Now goes set at the belt. Takes the look, and the 3-1. On the ground, back through Pattisak, picked up at second by Climie to end the inning. I think Pattisak got a hold of it, actually touched it, which means that play will go 1-4. And the inning is over. Pattisak comes in, gets two grounders back through the middle. Mahoney Valley gets a run, 9-4. State College to the bottom of the eighth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So turns out women are pretty good with money after all. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
In partnering with the Central PA 4th Fest, the State College Spikes have been committed to finding unique ways to host this outstanding representation of Happy Valley and all of Center County. We are elated to once again join the Central PA 4th Fest at Medlar Field to bring live entertainment, great food, comfortable seats, and live music. Join us on the 4th for Gabe Stillman and Yachtly Crew, two amazing acts before the largest fireworks show in all of PA. Get your tickets now at centralpa4thfest.org.
Bottom half of the eighth inning, Derek Bolander takes over. And he will be the fifth pitcher of the night for Mahoning Valley. Bolander making his eighth appearance, 1-0 with a 3.38 ERA. 8 innings, 3 runs all earned on 3 hits. He has struck out 9, walked 7 opposing hitters, 115 against him. Bolander is 6'1", 175 pounds, 21 years of age out of Ohio, Dominican, and lives in Oregon, Ohio. Rose Bowl must have been rough for him a few years ago when Oregon played Ohio State. Just kidding. Here's Matthew Bardowell. Knocked in a run with a hit back in the sixth inning. He is 1-for-3 in the game. Bolander to be followed by Matthews and Lasher. Bottom third of the Spikes order. Swing and a miss. It is 0-1. Patasak will get the ninth inning for the Spikes. Bolander sets and the righty delivers. Swing and a miss. 89 with that one. It's 0-2. 9-4. State College, bottom of the eighth inning. Game 3 hours old. Set by Bolander. And the pitch. It's fouled straight back by Bardowell. Still 0-2. Odell. See, he should have been wearing an Apple Watch tonight. He could have tracked his steps. He's probably up to about 10,000 now. 0-2 the count. He has his running in now between appearances. 0-2. Bolander stretches out the arms, now sets and delivers. And a late swing, tapper in front of the plate. Service picks it up, throws to first in time. One out. Bryce Matthews is 2-for-3. Singled in the second, flew to left in the third. Singled in the fifth, walked in the sixth. Bats from the left side. And that's on the ground to short. Harris to his left. Slings it to first and gets him by a step. Two gone in the Spikes' eighth inning. Grant Lasher's 0-for-4 tonight with 4 infield groundouts. 2 to short, 1 to third, and 1 to the pitcher. Grant batting from the right side. Good to see him back in the lineup after he took that foul ball the other night. Missed a couple of games because of that. And the pitch. Curveball in there for a strike. That was a beauty. 0-1 the count. 9-4 State College, bottom of the eighth inning. Looking for their second straight win. And looking for their third win on the homestand. pitch. Foul tipped into the mitt. It's 0-2. 9-1-2 due for Mahoning Valley in the top of the ninth against Daniel Padasek. Bedford, Dabowski, and Williams. 0-2. Called strike three. Got him in the inning. Is over. Spikes go in order in the eighth. We go to the top of the ninth. 9-4 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skincare. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes finish their homestand with a Sunday Funday at Mettler Field. The Spikes face Mahoning Valley at 4:05, and it's a salute to pickleball with an ultimate pickleball set giveaway featuring Jula equipment for one lucky fan. And you can enjoy the pregame catch on the field presented by Chiaravetti with a youth baseball glove giveaway for the first 100 kids. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Top half of the ninth inning, and Daniel Padasek looking to finish this off with a 9-4 lead. Matthew Schaefer, by the way, was the winner of the $1,000 Happy Valley Adventure Bureau package. Congratulations, Matt. Some have felt that that happens to be one of Joe Putnam's aliases. So far, he's won baseball, bingo, and the prize pack. Needs to be an investigation. Now, Matt Schaefer, congratulations. So here's Bedford, 1-for-3 with a double and a run knocked in. 9-4 State College, top of the ninth. First pitch from Padasek, a ball. And Odell sprints over there. Same energy as he had in the first inning. Look at that. 1-0 the count. Padasek delivers. Foul first base side over the roof for the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. 1-1. Padasek wipes off the slab, works on the first base side of it. Looks in, glove resting against the left side of his chest. Stares in, puts the glove in front of his face, drops down to the belt, and delivers. Outside corner for strike, gets 1-2, 92 with that fastball from Padasek. Spikes pitchers tonight have combined in a four-hitter. Peters, Linsky, Ward, and now Padasek. Breaking ball. Yeah, that evidently was too high or something. 2-2 the count. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Lifted in the air. Shallow center. Smith goes out, gives way to Huxdorf, the center fielder. Puts it away. One gone. Here is Prince Dabowski to the plate. 1-for-4. Struck out in the first. Struck out in the third. Knocked in a pair with a double in the fifth and struck out swinging in the seventh. One out in the ninth inning, 9-4 State College. Badasak has faced three batters, retired all three. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good action on that one. Change up that time. It's 0-1. Badasak looks in. Drops the glove down and delivers. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that fastball. It's 93. 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Daniel fires it. Swung on and missed. Strike three got him. That's his first strikeout. And the spikes are to the doorstep on a Saturday night at Medler Field at Lebrado Park. Strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountnittany.org for more information. Jordan Williams, the former Spike, 0-for-3 tonight. Struck out three times, but he also has walked and scored. Outside corner for a strike, it's 0-1. I'll tell you, the scouts were here tonight. They had to be impressed, especially with Peters. Linsky was outstanding, and now Padasak. Padasak's 0-1. That's wide, 1-1 the count. That was the slider that time. Said he had to get five outs. He's got four down, one to go. 1-1. Swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Williams in that left-handed box, twirls the bat around. Now taps that right spike. Windmills the bat. Padasak drops the glove down. 1-2 on its way. It's outside 2-2. Fastball at 93, low and outside. Two and two the count. Spikes with a 9-4 lead. Two outs, bases clean here in the top of the ninth. 2-2, Padasak rears back and delivers inside, danced away from that one. It's 3-2. That was the slider again. 3-2 the count. Badasak, big deep breath. Daniels ready. 3-2. Foul by Williams to the screen just above the Mahoney Valley dugout, third base side. Craig Antush will go over and pick it up, and he will personally pick out a youngster to hand the baseball to. 9-4 State College. Here in the top of the ninth, 3-2 on Williams. Padasak on its way. Lifted in the air, shallow center, coming on Huxdorf. He's there, puts it away, and the Spikes win it. Back-to-back wins for the Spikes. Three wins on the homestand. Outstanding pitching tonight as the Spikes combine on a four-hitter. Peters gave up one, Linsky two, Ward one, Padasak none. Spikes get 9 runs on 10 hits. And the Spikes win it by a score of 9-4. Now even up at 6-6 at home, and they look for a sweep of the series tomorrow at 4:05. Back with more in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
As a big supporter of the State College Spy.
So here we are at the ballpark. Spikes win it by a score of 9-4. Julie is going to be talking, I believe, with Daniel Patasak here in a moment. We want to get that for you. We said he had to get five outs. He got all five guys he faced. And Julie's downstairs with Daniel right now.
Thanks, Joe. I am down here with Daniel Patasak. Daniel, what was it like? You came in with the bases loaded. You got out of that situation. You've kind of been coming in those high-pressure situations recently. How's it feel? How do you handle that?
You know, with a defense like ours, I mean, all the guys in the field, I just have complete trust in them, and they trust me, so I just try to put the ball in play and just see everything that's going to happen.
That's great. And you got to pitch in front of a great crowd tonight. What's it like to pitch in front of these fans in State College?
I love when the fans come out to support us, and it gives us energy, and it's just a great vibe throughout the whole game.
Awesome. And last one, inquiring minds want to know, what's your warm-up music? What's the song? People are asking us about it.
It's a song that's in my native language, Czech, and just gets me going, and I know it gets the people going and the whole team, and yeah, it's just good.
That's awesome. Thank you, Daniel. Great job tonight. Great job to the rest of the Spikes who have pulled off the win tonight. We've got fireworks yet to come. We've got kids around the bases, but first, fans, we've got one more treasure for you. We've got a stuff toss, a swag toss, thanks to Cura Betty. So turn your attention to the dugout, and hopefully you can get some swag.
There you go. And Daniel Patasak, great to have him on the post game tonight with Julie. Back with the line score in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
The State College Spikes finish their homestand with a Sunday Funday at Mettler Field. The Spikes face Mahoning Valley at 4:05, and it's a salute to pickleball with an ultimate pickleball set giveaway featuring Jula equipment for one lucky fan. And you can enjoy the pregame catch on the field presented by Curavetti with a youth baseball glove giveaway for the first 100 kids. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes finish their homestand with a Sunday Funday at Mettler Field. The Spikes face Mahoning Valley at 4:05, and it's a salute to pickleball with an ultimate pickleball set giveaway featuring Jula equipment for one lucky fan. And you can enjoy the pregame catch on the field presented by Chiaravetti with a youth baseball glove giveaway for the first 100 kids. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Well, as the fireworks fly here tonight at Mettler Field at Lobrano Park, the Spikes have made it two in a row. They go for the sweep tomorrow at 4:05. They've won three games on the homestand. They win it 9-4 tonight. Nine runs, 10 hits, an error. The Spikes left 12. Mahoning Valley had four runs, four hits, four errors, and left seven. Matthew Linsky picked up the win. He's now 1-0. Alex Shea, the loss. He's 0-1. Daniel Patisak, the final five outs, gets his second save. Time of the game, 3 hours and 12 minutes before 2,804. And the Spikes have now gone over 30,000 for the season here at the ballpark. In fact, now at 31,108 in attendance to this point. Tomorrow at 4:05, we're on beginning at 3:35. Spice go for the sweep. Salute to pickleball tomorrow. Catch on the field before the game. Tickets available tomorrow at 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download statecollegespikes.com. Go to the box office or walk up. The Spikes go for the sweep tomorrow when they take on Mahoning Valley at 4:05. We look forward to seeing you here at the ballpark. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. The final again, 9-4. The Spikes win it on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.